Doug, this is Eric Tading on Sherry M. Sherri. Sherry. S as in Sam. Sherri. Sherry. M is I M M. M as in Mary. I M M. Their birth is 8/28/77. And date of visit is /1/6/26. Please make copy for Camelia Acevedo. Camelia. Camelia. Imagine Mary, Mailia, Camelia, Acevedo, Acevedo, APRN, Camelia Acevedo, APRN. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of asthma. Next, history of present illness. This is a 48-year-old female who has had a history of asthma since the past 15 years, also has anxiety attacks and has a history for bipolar disorder. The patient has had a persistent cough and wheezing and shortness of breath. On occasion. And she uses an albuterol inhaler as needed. She has previously been treated with long-acting bronchodilators, including the Advair disc, and has been on steroids intermittently. She denies any weight loss, fevers, or chills. She does use oxygen at night and as needed, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is significant for breast augmentation surgery, history of uterine ablation, and a DNC, and a history for hysterectomy. She also had gastric sleeve procedure and a gastric bypass procedure. In 2019, and has had cervical disc surgery with discectomy. The patient had breast reduction with lift procedure, and has been treated for depression and anxiety. She has hypothyroidism. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient denies smoking. Uses alcohol occasionally. Works as a nurse. And keeps puppies and breeds puppies at her place, period. Next, allergies, none listed. Next, med list, Synthroid 150 micrograms daily, Seroquel 400 milligrams daily, lithium 600 milligrams daily, hydroxyzine 50 milligrams daily, omeprazole 40 milligrams daily, carafate 1 gram TID, tirzepatide, 3 milligrams daily, albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Next paragraph, family history. Both parents in good health. Father had a history of coronary bypass. And one half-sister has history of asthma, period. Next, system review. The patient has shortness of breath, wheezing, cough, and abdominal pains and heartburn and diarrhea and constipation. She has weight loss and has fatigue. No glaucoma or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness or nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or flank pains, no. She does have asthmatic attacks. And she has no joint pains or muscle aches. She has a depression and anxiety. And has palpitations. She denies headaches, seizures, or memory loss. And no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged white female is alert. No acute distress. No pallor cyanosis, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse 75, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 125, saturation 99. HE and diadomospheric, pupils are reactive. Nasal mucosa edematous, ears no inflammation, throat is clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions, breath sounds are slightly diminished at the periphery, no wheezes. Heart sounds are regular, swollen S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus, with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves, grossly intact, skin, no lesions, noted. Next, paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with recurrent exacerbations. Number 2, is bipolar disorder. And number 3 is history of gastric bypass, and next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a CBC IgE level, total eosinophil count, and a CT chest with contrast. Also, get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies, and advised to come in for a follow-up approximately 4 weeks. So we'll continue using the albuterol inhaler as needed. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Camellia, C-A-M-E-L-I-A, S-C-V-D-O, A-C-E-V-E-D-O, A-P-R-N. Thank you. Dr.